it was just like a family in those days. And I was accepted in the factory with open arms, really.
I wasn't coming here for a job at all. I was on my way for an interview down at Securico, which is on past the gates, or was. And as I was walking down, I thought, I wonder if they've got any jobs here. And I came in through the gates, never ever went down further.
The careers at Malvern there said, well, why don't you try the porcelain? I said, well, I'll go there for a spell, and finished up 48 years. I enjoyed it.
I was treasurer cum secretary of the first Royal Worcester Darts team, and we played in the Worcester Works League. Other factories included Metalbox, Metal Castings, Mecco, Liam Perrins, which was an interesting place to play because we could actually smell the Worcester sauce.
You were just a number those days. I mean, Mr. Gibson, he brought some visitors round, and the little chap, Percy Lewis, who had been with the company 60-odd years and used to run in the over-45s race, sports day, and he brought these people in. He said, oh, this is Lewis. He said, he's been with us for 66 years. He said, I don't know whether he can gild his head, but he can bloody well run.
He used to come down the stairs and he was obviously looking at me and I was looking at him, obviously fancying one another. And then eventually, after about 3 or 4 weeks, he asked me out.
There was obviously a lot of relationships that happened because I think most people, a lot of people meet their partners and husbands, wives at work. And when you've got 300 or 400 people on site, it's bound to be.
She said to me that there was somebody that she was interested in. I was a bit puzzled because there was old Harry, the foreman, and there was Charlie Creese, who worked with his wife. There was somebody else who was already spoken for. And I thought, well, who? Just at that moment, Jack comes round the partition to carry something, and she went all pink. And I looked at her and I said, him?
And they'd come as 17-year-olds and they were now young married mums and young married fathers, and they'd literally grown up with Royal Worcester, as I did to a degree.
There were so many highlights. I mean, it was like one big happy family, and there was a lot of family working there. I mean, at one time, myself, my wife and my son actually worked there, and this happened in a lot of departments. It was a real good time. We had some real nice people, still meeting up with people, and it still brings memories flooding back.
I feel proud of carrying the baton and passing it on. I think we all did the best we could for this amazing company.